My name is Todd Williams. I'm a veterinarian with Pipestone and also one of the owners of Pipestone.
All right, and we're in Boonville, Missouri, the county seat of Cooper County, where the health board was considering a moratorium on a proposed swine operation, CAFO, near the Montague County line, but has decided not to pursue that. There are people on both sides of whether or not they want you to be here or not. This is your opportunity to explain why.
Yes, ma'am. Obviously, there is a lot of concerns from both sides. I mean, the individuals that were here representing their own concerns are obviously the neighbors where we're proposing to build this facility at. We are from out of state. Although I am local, I feel it's been very important for us to be where we represent. So I moved my family down here last summer, not knowing that we were building a site, but it's important to be a part of the community that you're in. We agree with that 100% with what we do. Obviously, I won't be the only one here. We will have workers that will relocate to move down here for supervision of the site, and we'll also be hiring workers as well. You know, their concerns that they have are environmental, what's going to happen. It is something new. As was brought to light to the County Health Commission tonight, there are other facilities already in Cooper County that are of the same size as we are. They have been here without a vent for a number of years, and so I think they came to the realization that it has been here, it is here. Obviously, it's not all bad. I certainly do understand where they come from, the concern. It's something new. We've tried educating them as much as possible, and I respect them being here doing what they have been doing to try and voice the concerns and find out more information with it as well. So,
and what we learned from the health board is that they're not going to seek a moratorium after visiting some operations, not necessarily Pipestone, but others in the county. And we also heard from the Cooper County Commissioner that they would not seek any county health ordinances because of the already in place state oversight of the Department of Natural Resources, as well as the designation of being agri-ready. That's through the Missouri Farmers Care Coalition. Not every county is like this.
That is correct. And, you know, to be honest, we were probably the first individuals here that kind of challenged the agri-ready or brought that to the forefront with it. And so, you know, that is something that the county itself, and also as represented here tonight by the strong support of this, there are many people here that want to be in an agricultural county as well. And so the moratorium or the health ordinances for this county definitely would have changed their perspective and what they would have been capable of doing for their families in the future and the future of farming as well.
Now, Howard County, I believe, is one of the counties that did pass an ordinance. Was that one of the sites that you guys had picked prior to this one?
That was an area where we had done exploration and had submitted a permit, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and their ordinance made it untenable for you to build there, correct?
That is correct, and ultimately could have limited others in that county as well with growth potential for their own operations.
And what were their limits?
You know, honestly, I cannot state specifics with that. I just know from the voice of concern from the agricultural community up there that they certainly had the concerns that the ag community here in Cooper County had as well.
And just tonight at this meeting, you mentioned several farmers who stood up in support, including one of the CAFO owners from another facility, not Pipestone, but then also a farmer who has land near where your operation would be, saying she was concerned about water contamination from the spreading of manure. So it sounded like you told her you would work with her, you guys would work with her and talk to her about buffers and that sort of thing?
Yes, we are more than willing to sit down and talk with the neighbors. I mean, not only is it where are we going to apply the manure, it's also where the facility is located at. I mean, if they proposed a better site for that, we would be more than willing to sit down and listen with them within the piece of land that we have purchased. Ultimately, we have done quite a bit of exploration on that specific piece already and think that we have found the ultimate. You know, if we were to do that, it's something that's got to be favorable for everybody involved. But we're neighbors. we do want to be the good neighbor and do what's best for everybody as well. And yes, as I stated, we are certainly going to do everything as is required by the DNR with us. We are the good neighbor. We are responsible for what we do at that point in time. I think it's just going to take time to establish that relationship with them and hopefully help them learn what we are and that we will be good neighbors for them.
And this will be a farrowing facility only, so the animals will be finished out back where they came from, basically. And where is that, Iowa?
The owners of this facility are based in Iowa, so yes, they will be returning to Iowa, and actually will be returning to the state of Missouri, though, for harvesting. So,
odor issues, is that also a concern?
Odor issues are a concern. We did ask the University of Missouri to do some analysis, which they did do a review of this for us, and we think that we have a good distance with that. You know, we did take, as was stated, we did take the County Health Committee out and took them to another site that we have an operation in a neighboring county. We drove around the facility, and until we were within 20 feet of the facility, not much odor to be had with that.
And just to summarize, they will be it'll be a farrowing facility. They will be finished out in Iowa, but return for slaughter in Missouri.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Anything else you'd like to add, Todd?
I don't believe so. Thank you for your time.
How about one more question? This always happens to me at the end of an interview. People hear the word CAFO, they get scared. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago, they probably had reason to be.
That is correct. You know, I mean, especially here in the state of Missouri, I remember as a kid when organizations were coming into Missouri, although at IBN Iowa, we had a shared TV station with Kirksville, which took care of that area. Much concern with that, you know. The science of any type of CAFO today is much different than it was 20 or 30 years ago. Many precautions are put into place. The facility itself and the engineering that goes into the holding pit of the manure and all that kind of stuff, all the way out to how everything is applied to the land, in this case actually injected to the land at the time of application with that. So definitely a lot of improvements and progress over the 20 to 30 years that will make it better than what many people remember from that point in time.
But there are some problems with, is it overcrowding in Iowa that makes you want to come to a state like Missouri?
Well, with this being a south center, there is less pig density in the state of Missouri, yes. That is partially why we choose it. We also use many new technologies like filtration to keep diseases like PRRS, which is a very common and economically impactful disease for swine, away from us. We do choose areas with less hog density, but also Cooper County is a county that has a great base of people that will be excellent workers. It is an agricultural-based community with a lot of people that do need manure that we can provide an organic form of fertilization for their crop ground as well. And we're 40 miles away from university or a college town. We have found over the years there are many kids that have gone to the University of Columbia or other colleges within the state of Missouri that want to get close to home. The population base of Missouri is right along the I-70 corridor. We provide that opportunity to them where they may be in and feeding sows for us and weaning pigs at 6 a.m. in the morning, but come 7 o'clock at night, they're back home with their mom and dad weaning their calves or whatever. So.
And how many people will be employed?
There will be 20 full-time employees at this facility.